from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He is Mike McCarthy. Mike, you've had a few days since the Lions game, and everybody wants to know basically the status of Aaron Rodgers and what you know at this point and what his availability might be.
Well, as far as Aaron's status, we have not gone through the medical process yet. There's still some testing that needs to be done, so I really don't have an update for you.
Mike, as you get your team back and start looking at the Falcons game, how will you treat the Lions game? I imagine in one sense you make a big deal out of it. You guys got embarrassed that day. Or on the other hand, say, okay, we had a bad day and just move on. How will you handle it?
Well, I mean, I don't think you just ever just, you know, slide it on by. Number one, when the schedule was done, going back to the beginning of the year, of us having a early bye week after the third week, I've always viewed the Thanksgiving game as an opportunity for a second bye week because I was concerned about being on that 9-game stretch, and you know, then that held true. So it was important for us to get away physically to recover, and then, you know, on top of it, we have a very, very poor performance on Thanksgiving Day. So we'll spend a little bit extra time getting ready for Atlanta, which we haven't played them in a couple of years. So, but it will also address, I mean, you definitely have to address your last game regardless of what happened in it, and that'll definitely be true with the Lions.
You always focus on the next game at hand, but I thought it was pretty honest after the Thanksgiving Day game to say we've got four games in December, and you basically feel like with your postseason chances, you probably need to take December and win all four games. Or how do you view the whole picture?
I think that's the obvious, but the reality is, you know, you're only as good as your last game. We need to do the little things to beat Atlanta at home, and that's really what we're focused on. I mean, offensively, we're in game plan meetings. We're going through the game plan meetings. We're not even sure who our quarterback's going to be. So those are the types of things we're focused on. We got to make sure as a coaching staff we get our football team ready to beat Atlanta.
Mike, of course, part of that is upping the tempo or what have you with the run defense. Past four games, over three of them gave up over 200 yards. Is that fixable? What's it got to take there?
It's definitely fixable. You know, sitting in there the Monday morning with the defensive staff going through the video, it's, you know, you always had two, maybe three calls you can really hang your hat on to stop the run. And, you know, that hasn't been the case. So, and it's a combination of things. But run defense is really about discipline and fundamentals, and we have not been doing that very well this past month.
Anything, Mike, that you put your finger on and say is one of the more disappointing things about the five-game winless streak, or how do you wrap your head around it?
Well, the biggest disappointment, and it starts with me, is the fact of the matter that we lost a great quarterback, and we have not responded as a football team. You know, that bothers me, and it's something that, you know, you have to be overcome every obstacle that's laid in front of you. This is a big one, and we haven't handled it to date. And we may have another opportunity without Aaron against Atlanta.
Matt Flynn's performance against the Lions, Mike, kind of modest numbers, but did he have much help out there?
No, I mean, really. I mean, we can go through the report card of the whole football team. The offense had zero positives. You know, it was all negatives. The defense had four takeaways. Other than that, it was a negative performance. And the same thing with special teams. I mean, Mason Crosby had the long field goal was probably the highlight of the special teams.
You counted about 20 missed tackles in the Lions game. Is that something that you're still trying to fix, or that can be fixable at this point?
Well, it's a fundamental of football. You know, it's something that's stressed and practiced, every week. We continue to do it even late into the season. It was a problem for us 2 years ago. We were a much better tackling team last year. We started off this season as a very good tackling team. So, but we're in a four-game stretch right now that we're not tackling very well.
Mike, in a game like the Thanksgiving Day game, is there a point in it where this one got away from us, it's never coming back, and actually you start thinking, how am I going to get this team ready for the next one? Or is it just play-to-play, and then afterwards you worry about it?
Yeah, I don't think about the next game during that game. I mean, there's a lot that goes on during the course of a football game, and I think even more so with the responsibility of calling the offense. It's important to stay in tune with that because, you know, there's things to gain from every opportunity that you take the field. And trust me, that's probably one of the longest days that I've gone through as a football coach. But, you know, there's things that we'll be able to take from that game and apply it to the future. So we got to be about beating Atlanta because that's all matters. All the other stuff, the playoffs, what happened last week, who's playing, who's not playing, it doesn't mean anything. That's not the way the NFL works. The NFL is about, you know, the opportunity to compete, and when you have that opportunity, you got to take advantage of it.
Next up, our special guest, he is Jordy Nelson. You are watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson. I got to tell you what kind of human being this is. After the Lions game, bitter disappointment. Everybody feels lousy. He was nice enough to answer a couple questions. I got to catch him by myself for the radio. Nice enough to answer a couple questions. I'm basically suicidal over the game. And at the end, Jordy says, have a happy Thanksgiving. And he meant it. I thought that was a first-class thing to do.
Well, it's about the only thing we had left in the day. So try to think positive there for a little bit.
Jordy, after a game like that, how do the troops regroup?
It's tough, especially right away. I think you can look at it both ways with this long weekend we've had. It's been good to kind of get away from it, but yet, you know, you'd kind of want to move on to something else soon, too. So it's been – I honestly think it was great to go home and have Thanksgiving, you know, realize it is a game. Obviously, we're very disappointed the way we played, but to think about all the things we are thankful for, what we do get to do is, you know, for a job and a living and the life that we all have. So I think that was a good thing to have at the end of that to kind of bring us back to reality.
Jordy, individually, you're coming up on a second career 1,000-yard season. You're also coming up on setting a new career mark for catches. Do you feel pretty darn good about your individual season?
It was fun. So far, it's been good. Obviously, those last four or five games going through all the quarterback rotation, everything that we've had, has made it a little bit tough. But for Waller, Aaron and I were having a good time. And it's obviously great to play with him. And then with the other two receivers and now with Boykin getting more playing time and having him as the fourth, it's a fun group to be out there with, to play with, and to make plays with. I mean, it makes our job easy when we have all those guys and obviously Aaron and those guys throwing us the ball.
Mike, from the head coach's perspective, what kind of year has Jordy had?
He's having an excellent year. The thing about Jordy's Jordy every single day. He's the ultimate professional, the ultimate performer. He's so consistent in everything he does. He makes our job as coaches easy because we know we can do whatever we see on film and we're comfortable whether we play him in the slot or play him outside or even play him in the third position. So he's a big asset to our football team.
Jordy, you mentioned the turnover at quarterback. You said it was tough. Could you elaborate a little bit? How tough is that for a guy who's very, very much affected by who's throwing the football?
It's just different. I mean, it's one thing to lose your starting quarterback and then your backup's in. I mean, obviously there's teams all over the league that have to deal with that. But for the stretch that we're on with four different quarterbacks through five games, you don't get in a rhythm. I mean, obviously we have the rhythm with Aaron. You can have a little bit with the backup because they get a few reps. But, I mean, then having Scott come in straight off practice squad and only been here for 2 months, and then having Matt back, we have some chemistry from a few years ago. So, I mean, it doesn't really affect my job because I still, to me, run the same route the same way, you know, try to get open just as if Aaron's throwing the ball. It's not like when Aaron's throwing the ball, it's like, yeah, we don't need to get open. No, we still need to get open the same way. So the way you go about your job, it's just different having a different guy back there. And I think what we do as an offense, obviously the way Aaron runs the no huddle and for the years that he's been here and all the checks and everything that he can make, it just affects our offense a little bit.
One other question for you. You know, you mentioned being open. Like, I'm thinking back to, like, the last game Aaron played in its totality, the Viking game over there. And your couple of touchdown catches. Now, to, like, mere mortals, that doesn't look open. It doesn't look open to me from the quarterback's perspective. I was wondering from a receiver's perspective, were you thinking, I'm open, get me the ball? Or are you thinking, whoa, what's going on here?
The first one, definitely not. I definitely didn't think I was open, but I knew if Aaron was going to throw me the ball, I knew where he was going to throw it. and what type of ball it was going to be. The second one, I think, was fine the way it all turned out. I mean, I knew it was a hot read. They brought pressure, and, I mean, that's the chemistry we're talking about. So I kept, you know, my stem vertical, and then when the backside backer came across to pick me up, I knew where Aaron was going to put it. And, again, it wasn't necessarily wide open, but when the defense is running with their head, you know, turned away from Aaron, it's hard for them to defend anything.
All right, let's go out to Lance.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Jeff. Question for Jordy.
Yes, Jordy, being a part of the Packer organization and the legacy of championships, are we in shape for a new championship this year?
This year, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, there's a lot that we need to do. And to me, it's starting by just playing better football and let everything else take care of itself. So, but I think we have a great foundation. Obviously, you have Aaron and Clay tied up for a long time, and those are key parts to your offense and defense. So as long as you keep those around, I mean, you'll always be in the running.
Dory has a question for Jordy as well.
Hi, really nice to meet you, Jordy. I was wondering, how do you ever recover from a game like on Thanksgiving?
It's tough. Professionally, you know, you take a lot of pride in your work and the way you approach the game, and you want to go out and play well, you want to do well, and you obviously want to win first and foremost. So it's hard, and especially the way that game went, for as an offense, we did absolutely nothing. So, but in this profession, you have a game coming up the following week, and you can't dwell on it too long, or else you're going to lose the next one probably as well. So for as long as we've played football all the way through high school and everything, you learn there's another game, you learn from it, you move on and try to get better.
Ralph has a question for Jordy as well.
Hey, Jordy, is that the gloves or is that the size of them hands that you can make all these sketches?
Probably a combination of both. I'm not going to lie, the gloves are somewhat sticky, and they help. But I honestly don't think I have that big of hands, but compared to some other people, maybe. So it's a combination of both, and the gloves do help.
All right. Jordy, thank you for that honest answer. Next up, Larry and Jordy on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
For Nelson, makes the catch. Did he get 2 feet in bounds? Yes, he did, on a spectacular diving catch to beat Terrell Brown.
Welcome back. Let's call this segment, How Does He Do That? Jordy, I'm going to pretend like I'm a 6'2", 155-pound sophomore in high school, and I come up to you and say, Mr. Nelson, how do you make those catches on the sideline? Can you tell me how to do it? How do you do it?
Different way. They're all different. First, you got to catch the ball. Worry about the feet second, but you got to catch the ball first, or else obviously being in bounds doesn't matter. So on this first one here, the situation I was in, it was a deep ball. So as I'm coming down the sideline, I'm looking. That signal right there was telling him to throw it deep. And then right here, I realized the ball was going to be a little bit behind. As you can see, I kind of like the back shoulder throw or whatever. Aaron was rolling out, so it's a little bit difficult of a throw. But once I realized that, I felt, as he was rolling left, the quarterback, when they rolling right or left, whichever way they're going, the ball's going to drift that way. So here the ball's drifting left out of bounds. And so my thought here, honestly, right now, was to plant the feet because I knew it was going to be farther out of bounds. So I just planted the feet right down here in bounds and then was just going to fall and see if I could reach the ball. So right there, planted the feet. And right now I'm just falling, watching the ball, and hopefully I can reach it.
All that's happening at warp speed.
Yes.
That's a lot of thinking going on, Jordy.
It is. A lot of thinking, but just a lot of reacting. But we've been put in those situations a lot of times, not just in games, but the amount of time we practice over the years, you get put in these situations. And a lot of people ask, you know, they're impressed by some of Aaron's throws in the games or some of the catches we make in the games. We're not really, because we've seen the better ones in practice. Just because there's more reps in practice, there's more opportunities like this to happen.
Well, like you said, everyone's a bit different. And this one from the Lions game, the first line game, is a little different too, isn't it?
It is. This one got on me a little bit quicker. Had to drift. Again, it's drifting. Aaron was rolling right, so he's drifting right. Or the ball's going to drift right. And again, it's the same thing here. I tried to plant my left foot and drag my right. And honestly, on this one, I didn't know if I got him in or not. The one in San Francisco, I was pretty confident. But here you just have a slight awareness of where you were. So I tried to plant the left foot there and point the toes as much as possible on the right and see if they touch the ground.
Hold it right there. Okay. So we got this thinking down here with your feet, and then this thinking up here with the ball. How do you divide all that attention, Mr. Nelson? If you'll remember where we started.
I don't know. I think a lot of the catching is just reaction and normal thought process. You don't think too much about it. A lot of it more is in the feet of getting the body situated. Knowing where you are on the sidelines is just a feel thing of playing so much football and knowing where you are when you're running the route. But, you know, you're watching the ball and you kind of have to just focus on both. And like I said to begin with, you got to catch the ball first or else keeping your feet in bounds isn't going to do you any good.
Jordy, you have owned the sideline this year. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Each week we ask you for your opinion on Twitter, and this week, Larry, the fans were almost unanimous, and basically, Mike, they really liked the play, and I'm sure you did too. Nick Perry causing the fumble, the scoop and score by Morgan Burnett. First, maybe describe the play, how active Nick was, and it seems like a lot of times he makes great plays from that right side. He did it against the Bengals game.
You know, Nick Perry did a lot of good things in the game. I think he played about 40 plays coming back, obviously, from his injury. So just his ability to get on the edge, and it's something that, you know, you practice all the time as a pass rusher. So his ability to, you know, to cut the edge, cut the corner, get the ball out, and Morgan did exactly the way you teach. He'd scoop and score, and that obviously was a big play. And, you know, I thought our defense did a very good job early in the game, giving us some opportunities with good field position on those takeaways. You know, we had four in the game, but we didn't take advantage of it.
Mike Lance mentioned it briefly. The play Perry made on the strip was from the right side. Now, some of his other big-time plays this year have come on the right side, which happens to be manned on a full-time basis by a fellow named Clay Matthews. Okay, you're the coach. What do you do? How do you work that out?
Well, I mean, I hope we have a problem with that in the future. But, you know, we've been it seems like lining up with different guys every week at the right side or left side. So, yeah, competition's great. You know, Clay obviously plays the right side very well. Clay obviously played the left side early in his career, played very well from over there too. So it's always good to have the ability to switch players' positions.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Falcons. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, last year the Falcons, obviously in the NFC Championship game, so definitely a worthy opponent coming in here at Lambeau Field.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, and any time you play a team, you don't play in your division or each and every year. You know, you always have to make sure you're on top of the personnel change. They've had a lot of changes to their team since the beginning of the year, so it's something that we're going to spend an extra day on these guys, and it's an important game for us. Obviously, we've got to get this one.
Mike, what level, I guess, is the team's confidence right now? I mean, a stretch where you don't win, it can't be good for it. How's your team's confidence?
Well, it's definitely dented. Let's not be naive to that. But you know, that's a responsibility of each and every one of us. So we're playing at home this week. We expect to win. Starts with a healthy preparation. I expect that. I demand that from our football team. I feel confident we'll be ready to go Sunday.
And, Mike, your guys are pretty self-motivated, but both the offensive and defensive line, do you challenge them this week after what happened?
Lance, we need to play better. We need to play a lot better. We need to coach better. We need to perform better. At the end of the day, it's about winning, and we haven't done that in 5 weeks.
And everybody's talking about winning out, and you mentioned this briefly earlier, Mike. The only thing that matters right now is beating Atlanta, right? It's a one-game season.
No,
right now.
Absolutely. And Larry, you and I talk quite often, you know, particularly behind the camera, which I prefer. But it's about staying focused on the target. And I understand the obligations of, you know, the scenarios with people like Lance, like to talk about all the stuff that has nothing to do with the next game. But it is important. It's important for our players because, I mean, they're going to have to answer a ton of questions about last week, you know, 2 weeks ago and things like that. And all that matters is putting your energy on the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, good luck against Atlanta, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after the Falcons game.